5 and probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. He's been playing really good when he came in here, too. So it looked like a lot like the team was left before them. So they're kind of worrisome when they come in. But, you know, when we start swinging the bat,
Michael keeps doing what he's been doing. Is it nice to see that it wasn't just a fluky thing, that he's looks consistent now every
game? Yeah, myself too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what have you seen from Marcel lately?
You know, when you get a swing off, you know, I just looked at him there, smoked that 97 mile an hour fastball. He's been having trouble getting his swing off, and it is. You know, maybe he's just getting timed up there.
Does Marcel against the Marlins kind of remind you of Chipper against the Mets?
Well, it reminds me of Marcel against the Marlins a few years ago when he kind of got himself going again.
You mentioned last time that he just feels under control and facing them. What do you see from him?
I don't know. He likes facing them. I know that. It's a good former team card.
Thank you. You got playing wins for the really want to show what you've got from him. What did you got from him?
It's been way more than probably we could ever imagine. You know, we didn't because he obviously got to the major leagues. Where he got to do well. But, you know, it's been really good. Just the strike throw, the pitch mix. And I know our guys, they said when he was with Minnesota, he knew so great. So that they kind of recognized some stuff and his pitch mix and things like that and had some recommendations for him. And, you know, and he's been really solid.
That team had won 10 out of 14, like you said, and was getting really good pitching. You guys got some big hits in the series.
Big hits. You know, just to see, you know, add on runs late, which we hadn't been seeing, and just some big innings that we had a hard time with for a long time. So that's really good to see. So that bunch of baseball to play, we can get on our run. We haven't done that yet, so hopefully we can do that.
One said, how important is it for a ball to have that mindset, especially for a long season?
No, I think it's good to do that. I don't think you can look too far ahead or you drive yourself nuts here. Look at that schedule and early in the year and you look at all those games and you just got to take a handle today if you have to do it. I think that's how they have to approach it. Just keep an even keel type thing, and you know, he's been around a little bit now, so I love the fact that they're taking advantage of a really nice opportunity.
No more 10 walks this whole day. He's caught a whole bunch, and obviously at the 100th yesterday. How are you feeling about him?
Good. You know, he's been swinging the bat really well. Like I say, the good thing about him is he'll take a walk. He's really, really good. I see a lot of it, you know, it's just kind of been more normal than what we've seen for a long time. So, you know, just keep waiting for it to happen, hoping it does. And hopefully this is the start of, you know, guys getting their timing and things and going to
do it. Is there such thing as momentum in a bullpen?
Well, I guess. You know, those guys are like any other player. You know, when they get guys out, they get confident. When they get multiple guys out, have consecutive scoreless inning appearances, they feel good about themselves too, just like a hitter does. So yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Brian, this morning we saw Ronald Acuña running around. He looks really good. What do you expect from him the next few days?
No, I mean, they're going to continue, you know, working him out and doing all their things and treatments and you know, I noticed today he's out there and he had his spikes on and doing all the drills and everything. So come on, tell me he's ready to go. Put him back.
I don't anticipate anything.
It's just day to day, like I said, whenever they tell me I'll put him.
Will he go with you to New York to work out with the trainers or stay here?
I don't even know.
You've talked about sticking with Marcel. What's it like as a manager when you see your belief in this guy?
No, it's great, especially because, you know, Marcel's such a great person, great teammate, good human. You know, there's just, he's got a great attitude about things. It's a team-first attitude. I love it when he does well. It was such a pleasure to be around. He's such a great teammate, person, the whole thing. I got a lot of respect and admiration for him after dealing with him as long as I have.
Christian will be making a rehab start on Tuesday. Yeah. Do you have kind of like an 80-down for him, or what do you need to do?
You know what? I didn't ask George. I mean, he went to 30, and he'll build on that. Which is probably 3, 45, 50. I don't know what it is. And you know what? A guy like that, he's going out. He's been through this before. He'll know what's right. You know, when he's there and he experiences it, and we don't have to have a hard count innings or anything with him. I mean, I unbelievable trust in that man and what he's been through. And he, you know, he wants to get back. He understands. He got to do things right, and he'll do the right thing.
Anything else?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.